Well, he's making a fool of himself by saying beta, too, not realizing that sigma is actually alpha and alpha is beta.
Yeah, true.
So true. You know, that's interesting. We have a tier system that we've been trying to
But it's still being worked on because there's some complications with it. But oftentimes people see as like the alpha at the top of the pyramid, which is the weakest point because it's the smallest.
Right, right.
Oh, it's like food pyramid.
No.
Exactly. Because the top of the food pyramid is the shit that
the top of the pyramid is only a little bit.
But that's where the transmitter is to send off the beacon
into
space.
That's true. But it's necessarily very fragile.
Yeah.
Wait, what is sigma?
It's some shit.
Oh, come on.
I don't actually really know.
This is, to be fair, we had an episode of Saturday Night Live last night. So effing true.
Oh, God.
And I slept, I'm going to say, 4 to 5 hours. So
that's pretty good.
Oh, my. I need my 14 hours beauty sleep. I need my bear's winter
you
summer
every
night.
You don't, by the looks of it, you haven't gotten it ever.
Well, I'm wearing sunglasses inside, like a Sigma. What is a Sigma?
It's okay.
What is it, Jack?
It's alpha. It's an alpha who doesn't, I could be getting this wrong, who doesn't need like a pack. You know, they do their, they're not getting off on, yeah.
They bottom from the top.
They're a lone
but
wolf.
I also thought they Sigma was bottom? Also like, yeah. it's like the prime of the alpha.
The Sigma is when an alpha realizes that they don't need betas.
Oh,
an alpha needs betas.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
That's Hegelian, actually.
What
Say
are
it again.
You?
It's very Hegelian.
Hegelian?
Yeah.
I'm straight. All right.
Speaking of, this tip was supposed to be first. I think the Doug Emhoff one is much better first, but this tip is, I don't know why I said that at all.
Because you wanted to tell us that you prepared. And I actually think that's in this podcasting era when everyone's just getting on the mic, being like, I'm hungover, whatever. This is YouTube.
I'm on SNL. I didn't sleep.
You're not even on SNL that much.
In a blonde wig.
She is.
No, this is me on SNL.
I don't watch it. But I see you on, you're on all the clips.
I'm going like this.
You get clipped a lot.
This is my impression of me on SNL. You behave weird.
Okay. Oh my gosh, my toes are weird.
What? What is going on? Hey. Oh my, guys.
You do yep. guys a lot.
Guys.
That's good.
This is it. You go, sorry, what?
Yeah, because I'm weird. And I do notice that my mouth is fully agape in every sketch, literally going like this.
Cause you
soy
just,
face?
I soy face. I what is this? Whoa, Jack.
Yeah.
Why are you pointing at him? Oh yeah, I see.
In every sketch, I go.
Yeah. She's pointing and soy facing.
I think that's called bad acting.
No,
you
I
are
think
breaking.
You're, yeah.
During it as well.
But people can't tell because your face is already so like, just unusual. That they don't know, like, right. The expressions you're making, like, don't resemble human ones. So they can't tell that you're just breaking whatever character.
Don't people like it when you break, perversely?
I don't think...
Isn't that the classic Fallon paradox?
I don't think people like when I break. They're like, this fucking ham
like,
kicking.
Put it back in.
Just,
yeah. Fix it.
Fix. I break, you fix. Is that a reference for anyone?
Mm.
Was that just a store in Chicago?
It sounds just like the name of, like, a generic... cell phone store. I break, you fix. Doesn't really sound like much of a store at all.
Actually, it'd be a great store.
Yeah. Like, hey, why don't you try it?
Bring in your phone.
Just breaking the screen. Like, no, you put it down.
There
you put
go.
The little dust thing on it to get
there
the dust off. See how good you are at it.
Jeffrey Epstein.